Wie wil je feest nemen tomorrow? Dalab and Aleph, the topic of Dofen Akuma. We started looking yesterday at the Ran. The Ran and Abizam Ralph and Aperif begins by looking at, as the Gemara introduces, Itzum and Atzad can be driven by Dofen Akuma. I would have thought maybe somehow Dofen Akuma doesn't apply in this case, where the problem of the Schach Pasul is because it's Lamala Meir Sarama Kamash. Well, no, even in this case, you can apply Dofen Akuma. So you have two walls next to the Istava, and then there's an expanse of Schach on the third side that's more than 20 amos off the floor. Dofen Akuma will, if it's not more than the 4 amos deep, Dofen Akuma will save the day. The Ran, we began to look yesterday. The Ran works on what's really Rashi's Pshat here, and what's one of the two Pshat in the Rashi presents in Daf Zayin. The Dofen Akuma means the way we usually assume. The Dofen Akuma means that we could see, if you have Schach Pasul along the side of the Sukkah, you could see that instead of seeing it as Schach, and therefore a problem, you have the right to recast that Schach Pasul, if it's along the side, as an extension of the wall. It's a bent wall. Dofen Akuma, not only is the wall the vertical part, but even the horizontal part is also a wall. We were thinking of a Schach Pasul. No, don't think of a Schach Pasul. Think of it as an extension of the wall. It is a 90 degree angle, and this is going horizontal. Dofen Akuma could be a wall even if it's bent. That's the dominant view, the view of Rashi here, the view that Rashi prefers in Daf Yud Zayin, and the view that the Ritva and the Ran prefer here. We're going to Erevin. Took the other view, but this is sort of the dominant view in Rishonim here on that side. So we had begun to take a look. The Ran starts to list off what are the nafkaminas in this understanding of Dofen Akuma. I should actually mention an interesting one, which the Ran does not talk about. Very, very fascinating. In terms of the back of the Gemara, look at the Divrei Nechemia. You have an old school Gemara. Divrei Nechemia will be one of the 20-30 Pirushim that appear after Hashash. They have a newfangled Gemara will be intermingled with Agos v'chidushim. Probably everyone has Agos v'chidushim. I'm assuming here, right after the Maharsha. You get the Agos v'chidushim, and you come to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Until less than two decades ago, probably, Gemaras were printed the way they were printed since Vilna and before. So you had the Vilna printers added many, many more Hagos about from various Talmid Chachamim, many of whom were alive in Vilna, or near Vilna at the time of the printing of the Vilna Shas. You have one after another, and they have often, there were Barshash as running commentary on almost all the stuff. The Barshash is on the whole stuff. The Maratchais will have more or less the whole stuff. But after that, you have whole series of these smaller sets of notes that are often more sparse. And even if everyone has the Masechta, but I want to see what's going on in Daf Dalet, then we have to look in 30 different places. So 15, 20 years ago or so, some printer came with the idea that you can make a sheet of Mekubetzos out of them. Instead of having this sefer and then that sefer, this sefer, that sefer, let's put them all together, interleaved, I'll say the Radapis. And now you have a Goz Mekidushim, just take a look at Daf Dalet and all. You can see everyone from all those 20, 30 Sfarim who comment on Daf Dalet. So it makes it much more usable and accessible. Here you have near the end of the collection of Daf Dalet Aleph, they have Al-Seder HaGemara, and then Rashi and Tosfos. At the end of the Gemara, if you're using this Talmud, the top of the third column, page side of base. So remember, the Gemara had asked, what's the Chiddush of these Amorim telling me that it's a Menatzad, you can apply Dofen Akuma. I know this is Dofen Akuma, it's a Mishnah later. I don't need the Amoram to tell me a Mishnah. So the Gemara said, you're right, it is a Mishnah later. That is the basis of what the Amoram are telling you, in truth. But the reason why they need to specify this case, because I couldn't imagine that even though there's a rule of Dofen Akuma, maybe this case would be an exception. That's what the Amoram need to tell me, no. Dofen Akuma applies even here. Why would I have a thought that this case is an exception? The Gemara said, I would have thought that you say dofen akuma normally in a case where it's chazil a dofen, where it's right to be a dofen, right to be a wall. Here, it's not really right to be a wall. Here, I would have thought this is an exceptional case. Here, dofen akuma doesn't apply. Kamashlan, don't worry, don't develop that svar. Even here, dofen akuma applies. So, now why is it that over here, all of a sudden, it's not chazil a dofen, it's not right to be a wall? Rashi said, oh, because it's a Lamal Miesrim, so it's like a psul. You see that Rashi was assuming like Lamal Miesrim is almost a psul in the wall. Divrei Nechemiah says something very fascinating. Divrei Nechemiah says, Luli Pirish Rashi, we're not for Rashi. In other words, Hayanira Yose, it would have seen more. It's a polite way of saying, I like to disagree with Rashi. I come to disagree with Rashi. He said, if Rashi wouldn't have said this, I would have thought X, Y, and Z. Meaning, there's another pshat. Rashi had one pshat. I'd like to suggest, the Bakavitic way of saying, that Odei Shlomar, another pshat, the Hasam had tikra stama nasarim haru'im l'dofen. Divrei Nechemiah says, Rashi a very complicated and conceptual pshat. Say very poshut. Normally, what's the classic case of dofen akuma? Hasam over there. What was the original case of the Mishnah? Bayish nefes, right? You have a house with walls, and a roof built like a house, and then you punch a hole in the middle of the roof, you put on the side. You punch a hole got punched, as the case may be. Right? So what's the schach pasul on the side? Roof. Regular, normal house construction. Right? And there's a hole in the middle, and or let's say you do it hopefully in a more deliberate fashion, where the home was designed to have a window in the roof that can open up. It hinges, you can open it up, and you can put tzach. Right? So, but the tzach pasul around the side is house, normal construction. So Divrei Nechemiah says, by question, he says, I could have thought, incorrectly, I could have thought, when you say dofen akuma, when the tzach pasul is wall stuff, hasam hatikra, stam and astar, marim and dofen. You're talking about a regular, the tzach pasul is a roof, so the stomach's made in a way that's somewhat similar to walls. There are societies where the roofs may have very different material than the walls. If the roofs are thatched, they're not the same as the walls. But Mustafa, okay, so it's probably made out of beams of wood. The walls are made out of Nisarim. And the Gemara talks about Nisarim as being your typical, I saw the Mishnah later. Your typical roofing by the Tanan was larger slats of wood, and that's why Chazal didn't want us to use larger slats of wood for Sach. So he says it's probably made the same material as the walls. He says, I would have thought, very posh and brilliant. I would have thought, incorrectly, dofen akuma only works if I could. I don't need to use that much imagination. You have a house where the roof on the side, the pasul schach, it is more or less the same material as you would use for a wall. So you don't need that much imagination to say, here's a wall, and I can see the parts of the roof as a wall, because it is physically more or less the same as a wall. But over here I have branches. So, and the Divrei Nechemiah says, that's fine in the original case of the Mishnah. If that looks like this, I have walls. But then the top is all schach. It just happens to be that part of it is no good. Al pi din, it's no good. Why? Because the floor is too low. But the material is schach material. It's not wall material. It's not real construction. It's just a bunch of, it's the same schach as the rest. The material is the same. For technical, external reasons, it's happy to be schach puzzle because the roof, the floor is too low in that area. There's no it's to. It's like, what if I had a havamina? But that's no good. We would have had a havamina, okay, so I'm sorry for that pause. Coming back to the Divrei Nechemiah, so the Divrei Nechemiah suggestion is the Gemara's havamina is very straightforward. Mamish chazal dofen, not lumdus chazal dofen, as opposed to a wall that's more than 20 amas tall, and therefore the wall is not right to be a dofen al pidin, or one could have had such a havamina. The way Rashi presents. But rather, Divrei Nechemiah says, not that the wall isn't right to be a wall, the schach pasul, I would have thought, needs to be right to be a wall. By Shinivchas, the Schach puzzle on the side is really wall stuff. It's real roof. So you don't need that much imagination to say, yeah, this is a considered an extension of the wall, because you couldn't have bent it up, it would be wall stuff. But here, it's very clear this is a wall and this is Schach. It happens to be puzzle, but material-wise, it's distinctly Schach, albeit Schach puzzle, rather than a wall. So I would have had a Hava Mina that maybe Dofen Akuma doesn't apply. That, number one, they have to be practically important. What he's saying is that the Gemara is actually making a point that's relevant also. Let's say to a case where you have chveis. Let's say you have the eaves of the house. You build it, your sukkah up against the wall of the house. So a lot of times you build a sukkah smack up against the wall of the house. The roof of your house overhangs the edge of the sukkah. The eaves overhang. That's the way a house is usually built. That makes for better drainage. That means that the first half a foot to a foot of your sukkah is unacceptable. It's possible. Why? Because it's tachas habayis. Or let's say there's a tree that overhangs part of your sukkah. It doesn't overhang less. You know, this little zone on the side, you can't be yotze mitzvah sukkah. So now sometimes you may need to say dofen akum, depending on how many walls you have. If you have four walls, you don't need to say dofen akum. If you have only three walls, you may need to use dofen akum. So the different nechemes point applies there also. I would have thought hava amina, that's not bayish nifchas. That schach happens to be possible, but it's real schach stuff. It's bamboo, it's branches, it's not a wall. So it comes, I would have had a hava amina, you can't say dofen akum there. Comes the Gemara to say, no, nice svara, but incorrect. And that's why lamasa, we do apply dofen akum in the case of the itzva min hatzad. We don't care, lemaskana, whether the schach puzzle is schach-type material or wall-type material, but Rebbe Nachman says, well, what do I have such a havamina? I would note also, it's a fascinating reading of the Gemara, it's also a very clear expression, Ron doesn't mention it, we'll get back to Ron in a moment, in his nafkamina, but it's another interesting nafkamina, not nafkamina halacha, but nafkamina trying to read the Gemara, of the Ron's idea. Right? The different, if you think about it, the different echemias reading of the Gemara's Havamina, namely, the Divrei Nechemia suggests the Gemara's Havamina was, well, maybe you can't say Dofen Akuma unless the Schach puzzle is wall stuff. That's an incredibly clear and palpable, physical, tangible expression of that Chakira. Right? That's clearly saying that the idea, the Lomdus of Dofen Akuma, is that the Schach puzzle itself is considered to be an extension of the wall. Not that we imagine the wall swerving, dot, 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 that dotted line attached to the schach, but that we can, that the dofen akum means, again, which is the Rashi over here, and the dominant approach in Rashi, Daf Yud Zayin, and then the dominant approach in the Rami Ritva over here, the dofen akum means that we see the schach puzzle itself as an extension of the wall. So much so, says Divrei Nechemia, we would have thought that the schach puzzle better look like a wall. If it doesn't look like a wall, maybe I can't say dofen akuma kalashua. No, we have more imagination than that. Doesn't matter whether it looks like a wall, doesn't look like a wall. But the Ron says, or what the Ron does say is so this is just a nafkamina as a havani. I could have imagined saying that if I want to say that the schach puzzle extends to the wall, I could have imagined saying that it has to be wall material. That's clearly rejected, lahalacha. The Ron says, kamashua not. But what the Ron says is lahalacha, at least according to the Ron. Let's just lay it out, then we'll stop for questions, then we'll continue to analyze the Ron. What the Ron says is lahalacha, he thinks, is that, well, the schach puzzle doesn't have to be made out of wool-type material, but it does have to be in direct physical contact with the actual wall. It's fine if the schach puzzle is branches and the wall is beams, but they better be touching. If you have your wall down below, your 10 tefach, 20 tefach wall down below, and then there are several feet of space, and then there's schach up above, Ron says, nothing doing. Nothing doing. You cannot see the schach puzzle on the edge as an extension of the wall unless it actually, it doesn't have to be the same type of material as the wall, but does it have to be in direct contiguous contact. It has to be a contiguous extension of the wall. If there's a break in the middle, Ron says, that's not going to work. That's what we left over with. Yesterday, we're going to dive into Rikita Eger soon, but first, about the questions of Rami, we questions answered. Yeah.
If one were to make a wall of a sukkah out of soil scorned the yakav, would that be mutter?
Yeah.
So then why is the staff kosher? Why is the normal staff not chazir the dofer, according to the Divrei Chachamim?
Yeah, I mean, what was the havmina? You understand the havmina more? No, the havmina in the hanami. If you made your sukkah walls out of bamboo poles and you made your sukkah ceiling out of bamboo poles, that probably would work even according to the havmina. But most of the time, you don't. In a typical case where the walls are sturdy, solid slabs of wood, and then the schach are little flimsy pieces, so there's such a clear differentiation. Again, it's wrong, but I could have had a hava. I mean, it's not even a hava that anyone actually held. It's not that there was a machlokas we don't pass in this way. It's just, here's why the Amram had to clarify, and no one should make the mistake of thinking this is wrong.
But he says chaz of the dofer.
Yeah, okay.
He says, in a royal asus me men dofer, but it is.
Well, you're not going to make you. Al pi halacha, you can use branches to make walls. But architecturally, structurally, you're not going to have solid walls if you make it out of flimsy material. So practically speaking, no one would confuse this for wall stuff.
But,
I mean, it depends. You're making a little booth based on something very temporary, maybe.
Are we speaking le halacha? I mean, we're trying to find out how this halakhic principle of dovenakum works.
Right.
So I'll grant you this.
Maybe in a hanami, we would not have a concern if the walls themselves were also made out of flimsy material. But at the very least, in a case where they are made out of sturdy wall-like material, and then the schach, when you turn the corner, there's a very clear change. All of a sudden, we're dealing with flimsy stuff, and that's the problem. I would have had a havamina to say, how can you say dofen akum when it's clearly not the case? What do you mean? It's a bent wall. You see right there. When you turn from vertical to horizontal, all of a sudden material changes. And I would add, what's the example that our Gemara is talking about? A sukkah, which, what do we know about the sukkah? Right. So do you think those walls are made out of flimsy branches? Highly unlikely. Right? You're not going to get something to stand at a height of 30, 40, 50 feet if it's made out of just loose stuff. Right? So, which is intuitively obvious, and in case you need a raya from a mukkar, that's what we said about Dabi and Zimbabwe. That when you build something over 20 amas, you're going to be building it, and you will need to build it in a very kavua way. The schach presumably is not that way. Again, by shenifchas, the schach pasul is actual bias. But here, presumably, you have these tall walls. It could be that you put, you know, rock solid schach, but you cannot use nisar. The truth is, you're not allowed to use nisar for schach. So by definition, the schach is halachically required to be somewhat more flimsy and casual. And the walls, if the sukkah is over 20 amas tall, we know that in this case the walls were built in a very sturdy fashion using sturdy real material. It was built to code, we would say nowadays. And the schach is not. So what do you mean? Here you see solid walls, and all of a sudden you turn the corner, it's bits and pieces. So the maskara, that's fine, I can still say dofen akuma, but where do I have a mina? You can't say dofen akuma, because how could you say this is an extension of that when it's such a clear break? Yeah.
Didn't say in Mishnah Yitzayim
that
you can have the
Let's take a look.
You could have
the
with
Pasuk. Let's take a look. Nasi
Sefer Venechazi. Sure. The Gemara afterwards says, well, why do we need all these three cases? Because you might have thought that maybe you just can only do it with wall material, but no, you can also do it with Pasuk.
Is also, you have a real roof.
The question here is if it's not wall material. Rechim seems to be saying that if it's not wall material, then you can't do it. But this is, Mishnah is literally saying stuff that's not wall material.
Yeah,
I understand. Dov, I understand. Well, what do you see in the Mishnah? The Mishnah Daf Yizayah is the three cases. Right, the latter half, the Dov Nakum part of the Mishnah. Right, Baish and Nifchas, let's take a look. Yizayah not all. Baish and Nifchas, the Sikah Halgabah. I have a house that has a hole in the middle of the roof, and I put Schach over the hole. If the width of the remaining roof is more than, it's 4 amos or more, it's a problem. The implication is less than 4 amos, it's a day of governor. Good. So there the schach puzzle is actual roofing. The second case is what? I have an achsadra, an exedra, and I have essentially what we would call an awning, right? An awning in front of the building, and it wraps around. So I have the, it looks something like this. You have a building that surrounds, and then you have a wraparound awning. Let's say three sides, different types of Rashi Tos point out different types, etc. can be built in different ways. Let's imagine like this. I have the awning, and then it puts across the opening. So, but it, the tip of the achsadra is not an actual wall. Maybe you have a couple of poles. The real walls are behind. But, so, yet in between the schach and the walls is the roof of the achsadra. The achsadra is real standard architectural material. And then let's see what's the third case. The question is the third case. You have a nice big sukkah. Now, it's not 7 tefach by 7 tefach. You have plenty of room to play with. And around the edge, of the around the border of the sukkah, it has dvarim she'ein mitzakkin bo. So what does Rashi say? Hikifuha, Rashi the end of the Mishnah, sibivo, sabivua, samach with the fatos, bedavra makabu tumu, v'emtsa'a nasa nasach hakasha. So around the edge I have, I don't know what the dvarim makabu tumu are.
It could be anything.
It could be anything, correct, right? So in Hanukkah, you're right. On the one hand, you're saying it could be, I put food.
The point is that it's not building materials.
It's a different material from the schach, and I don't know. There is, I agree. Now that we got to the kamaskana on Dav, your question I think is a very sharp one. What I would say is, now that we got to the maskana on Dav Dalib, we live our lives learning about Dov Nakum without worrying about what the schach puzzle made out of. But could I have, what my hava mean have been? I don't know. I could have said the kivu Dav Hashem is hachimbo. What's Dov Hashem is talking about? Means like, you know, lumber. I don't know. Something sturdy. I don't know what it is. So you can go either way. You're right. And we could have had a havni would have been to reinterpret, just like a havni would have been the first one by Shemitras. It works because it's Dafka real God. So maybe you're right. You're right. I think you're making a good point. According to Ibn Nechemiah, the Havmiyah would have included reading this last line, Dav Hashem Isachim Bo, maybe Dafka refers to the sort of material that's more roof-like, like Nisarim, I don't know. Something like that.
The Rashi on the Gemara that follows says that it's Schach Kosher, but it's puzzle because of Tafka Nasa. Not puzzle because of Nisarim. Just to distinguish it from the other ones, which are mamash roofs, porches.
No, that's the other case. The last case is not.
The last two cases are schach kosher. The first two kids, right. The first two kids are the soft
card. And this one's not
possible. And the last one is not possible.
So
it's possible
that
it's actually possible. I'm not sure that it... The last case is impossible.
I'm not sure. If anything, Adraba. The previous Rashi, Aval Chatzar Mukefes Achsadra, Rashi points out that actually does sound a lot like the different Nechemia type thinking. Because he says, hey, I would have thought that look, here, these walls of the house are not primarily supposed to service this area. They're primarily servicing this area, the interior of the house. Right? I'm building a sukkah up against a house. The wall was built not for the external sukkah. The wall was built primarily to service the internal house. And therefore, it's harder to say, even the case of the overhang. I have this sukkah built up against the house with the overhang. Well, you're going to say that the schach is a bending off of the wall of the house. That wall of the house is meant for inside, not meant for outside. Gemara says, L'maisha, you could say Dof Nakuma, but the Havamin, I think, is instructive. No, that Havamin is definitely built on the same lundus, we're seeing the actual Sach Pasal as an Akima, as a crooked extension of the wall, and at least the Havamin to consider, like, that needs to actually fit with the data. Whether it needs to fit with the data of the wall, I could have imagined you have to have a wall that actually relates significantly to this direction, or they different Nechemia is saying, not like Rashi again, so he's disagreeing with Rashi and Avdali, he disagrees with Rashi and Dav Yudzayin also, but this is sort of a similar bent of mind, no pun intended, that it actually has to be reasonable. I could have imagined it needs to be like a reasonable way of looking at things. Kamashla, no. It doesn't have to be reasonable. We know it's not, but it doesn't matter. It's just a din. I can see it as an extension. The Ron says, 1 second. It's fine what the material is and how things were built. You know, those are all havamins. But again, coming back, but the Ron says, it has to touch. If the wall doesn't even touch the schach, the Ron says, Gaval, where are you going? Let's go a little further now. I'm glad to take more questions. Then we really want to get into the heart of the issues, and then we will take a new step along this tomorrow. But let's see how things here open up. So that's our Ram. And that's our Ram and Dav Gen over here on our Sukkah Dav Dal, the Ram and Dav Bezim Alpha Dav Terif. And he gives a Shita Le Halacha. That what? That there's no Dof Nakuma if Eina Defanos Magios L'Schach. Now we began to take a look yesterday. Let's take a look inside together at the tour. The tour explicitly disagrees. He doesn't mention that there's a Ram who disagrees. He just lays out his Shita. Let's take a look. This is Tafrei Shalman Beis. The beginning of Tafrei Shalman Beis, the tour did not have Si'ifim. The Shulchan Aruch, tour rank 1500, just he developed the series, the system of the simanim of Aruch Chaim Yerideya, Evidence of Hashem. So he'll have Taf Simon, this is chapter 632, Tafrei Shalman Beis. He didn't subdivide it though into smaller pieces. The Shulchan Aruch does use the organization of simanim of the Torah and further develops a subdivision into Se'ifim. So the modern printings of the Torah, they'll tell you which part of they stuck in numbers, sif numbers that correspond to Shulchan Aruch. It's not really from the Torah, but just to help you learn Shulchan Aruch, you can see which piece of Torah applies to which piece of Shulchan Aruch. So this would be in the new Torah, like when you have in front of you, this would be Tafrei Shalman Beis, quote unquote, Se'if Aleph. So he opens, this is the beginning of Tafrei Shalman Beis. Here we are a few lines in. All right, Minatzad, if you have Schach Pasel Minatzad, in a Posel Barba Amos, it's only possible if you have 4 amos solid of schach pasel in the Torah. If you have schach pasel along the side of the sukkah, along the edge, and it's less than 4 amos deep, it's fine. The rest of the sukkah is fine. The Amrian Dovnakum, we can consider this to be a bent wall. And not schach pasel, just an extension of the wall. The wall goes until the end of what we would call schach pasel. And then the schach kasher is touching the wall. I feel in a dofen ella asara tzvachim. And even says the Torah, if the actual wall is only 10 tzvachim wide, the hagag of all men who have it, the schach wall, the schach ceiling is far, far higher than that. So that's definitely in print. If the schach is kosher, that's fine. We said that in the Mishnah Daf Tes Zayin, right? And you can have the schach hovering above the walls of the sukkah, as long as the walls of the sukkah have the minimum height of 10 tzvachim, and the schach is directly aligned with the wall is here and the sach is here, that's totally fine. And the Torah says it's totally fine even if this piece of sach is pasuk. Because we imagine that as though the wall extends, as we call good asik mechitza, or good asik for short. Good means pull, meshoch. The good asik means pull and raise. You can imagine the vertical extension. Once you have a wall of 10 tefachim, kiilu goes all the way up, it touches the sach. And then, and then we could say, Dofen Akuma. Clearly, explicitly, and very nonchalantly, not like the Ran. Never the Bach wonders, why is he being so nonchalant about it? Who told him? Where did he get this from? And Rabbi Akiva Eger says, I mean, the Torah is Pasha. Sorry, Rabbi Akiva, he says, Mistabram Divri Atur. Rabbi Akiva is trying to figure out, where did the Ran come from? The Bach points out, we could also, Bach lived in the 1600s, 1500s. Where did the Torah get? Like, the Torah seems very certain about it, and very nonchalant about it. Right? How do you know this? So the Bach, actually, Bach goes through, over the course of Os Beis, I'm sorry, I made a mistake in the Marmor Kovitz, I read myself, over the course of Os Beis, he's trying to figure out from the top, from almost the beginning, Yesh Lo Smoa, where did he get this from? Where did it come from? The Beis Osef has a complicated explanation where it comes from. And then Bach, maybe some say it like this, some say it like that, he doesn't like this, but doesn't like that shot. And finally, at the bottom, two lines off the bottom, Chenir Iker, he says, straightforward. So you learn the Mishnayis. Mashvalei Rabbeinu, Medisnan Me'ekara. Hamashal Shal Defanaz Mil Ma'ala Lamata, etc. Right? First you have the Mishnah Daf Tezayin, that you can have walls that don't touch the sach. There's the key word. After we have a Mishnah on it, Allah, etc. Bayis Shenifchas, etc. Chatzar, Sifri Gedol, the whole Mishnah is Zion, which is about predominantly Dofen Akuma. And he says the key word that he's using is Allah. The Mishnah, the Torah understood, the Mishnah Daf Zion is a comment on the Mishnah Daf Pesach. He says, Mashmad Allah Koi. He says, the Torah read the series of Mishnayos. We learned Gemara, so the Mishnayos are separated. He's learning Mishnayos. The Mishnayos were written originally as a straight flow of Mishnayos. So the Bach thinks, the Torah said, look at the Mishnayos. It sounds like the Torah read the Mishnah of Yudzayim as a continuation of this of the conversation from Daf Tezayim. Daf Tezayim said that you have a sukkah that has walls like this, 10 tefachim high, then a lot of airspace, and the sach on the top is gevalt. And then, even if on the side is pasul, still gevalt. Interesting. Mamash Allah, not Mamash, the same case. Bayis Shenifchas is clearly a different case. Bayis Shenifchas, clearly the walls go to the top. But Allah Koy, the Daf Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin is meant to be expanding on the concept of Tezayin, La'oruye La'an, to teach us, I feel like in the Gova, Dofan Asar Tvachim, and Agagavoy, and Arbe, even if you have a case where you have short walls that don't touch the Sach, still, you could say Dofan Akuma. Why? Then he says, Mishum Darinan Bach, right? First you say Good Asik, and then you say Dofan Akuma. And that is how the Bach runs in the tour. And then he very casually, the Bach, in the late 1500s, early 1600s, the Bach very casually says, oh, and by the way, the same thing happens on two simanim earlier. Siman Tav Reish Lamed. Im Hagag Avo Harbe VeHirchek Asikom Min HaDefanos Pachas Mishlosha. I have a sukkah, the walls are 10 tefachim, and then I have airspace, and I have sach above. But let's say it's not mamish above, it comes within three tvachim of above. That's the case in Taf Resh Lam. That's the previous page in the, if you have look in the booklet. This is Taf Resh Lam in Sif Tet. Right? The Gemara talks about we So the Mishnah said, we just saw, you can have a sukkah where the schach is raised above the walls, and you can have a schach that's within three tefachim of the wall. And you can have avi or pachas and gimel on the side, that's fine. Okay. This is fine. Check. And this is fine. And here it is. Less than three tefachim. What the Torah says is you can also have this. If you have the walls are like this, and the schach is over here, but not that if you line it up, it hits the schach directly. If you line it up, it comes within three tefachim of the schach. This is out. The Bach says, yeah, the Torah understood all these things work together. Take a look. Torah, Tafresh Lamed, Se'if, quote unquote, Se'if test. If you had a sukkah with minimal height walls, 10 tefachim, or maybe it's a little more than 7, and it's off the ground, above it to the ground, whatever it is, you might see you have 10 tefachim walls, they don't touch all, they don't go up to the side. Uma'amida bipachos mishlosha samach, Sheira, here we go, afilo hagag gavo harbi. Give me a couple of moments, I apologize. Even if the it's very high, ubavache mechuvin connect, though, it has to be lined up. Or, ain't a mechuvin toch, Shlosha kenegdan. It's talk shlosha kenegdan. As like this. So I can say, the Bach says, yeah, it's the same tour l'shitasa. Then I can say, good asik and love it. Or over here, I can say, good asik and dofen akuma. Now, the Bach is really a setup. The Bach thought this is all hunky dory. For the tour is because he's pointing out the tour is very consistent. The problem that Rekiva Eger points out is, one second, the Bach just put everything together here. The problem is, when you open up Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham and Tavrei Shlam and Bey says, we should pass them like the Ran, that you cannot combine two halachos. You cannot have a Dofan Akuma and a Dofan Akuma and a Lava together. You can't have so much imagination. But meanwhile, Tavrei Shlamid, Sif test. Shulchan Aruch says you can combine Dofen Akuma and Lavut. In Tavrei Shlamed Beis, the Magen Avraham quotes in the Ran, you cannot combine a good asik and Dofen Akuma. But in Tavrei Shlamed, where the Shulchan Aruch says you can combine good asik and Lavut, Magen Avraham doesn't make a peep. That's what Rekiva Eger is incredibly bothered by. And it goes up here, and then in the Tshuva, he writes a Ran, this is one second. What's going on? I understand the Magen Avraham. You apply the Ran here, why did he quote it over there? The Ran never commented on this case, but the Magen Avraham should have. The Magen Avraham is writing a running commentary on Shulchan Aruch. The same way in Tavrei Shlamed Beis says, whoa, Ran doesn't hold like the Tur, and I think we should make like the Ran. Why didn't he say the Tavrei Shlamed? Whoa, according to the Ran, we shouldn't hold like the Tur in Tavrei Shlamed either. The same way you cannot combine good asik followed by dofen akuma, you cannot combine good asik followed by lavud. So the Magen Avraham is sort of in a funny spot. That's we Yossi Ditzad let us off yesterday. Rabbi Kinevi says it's a basic question of shtei halachos, which is what the Bach, as we saw, is already saying. The Bach is saying the Torah is consistent. The Ram, we don't know if he's consistent or not. But the Magen Avraham is inconsistent. You raise the Ran as a cholek over here, but over there you say nothing as though you accept the position of the tour. What's pshat the Magen Avraham? Tomorrow, I'd like to do, we actually go on to the next sugya, because in learning the next piece of Gemara about Chakak that goes on to Dalam Beis, we're going to come across a powerful idea, actually partially in Iran on that Gemara, that may help us to understand this Gemara as well, to Miyasha Gestira in Magen Avraham. Go ahead.